tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 1 kumpalakazi 2017. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga.
Lo ntungamile inkomo.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Owaye ngumsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko ubotshiwe ngamasotsha ngemva kokuzama ukungena elizweni.
Ufanana lokuthi wena uthi wena inhlathu izajinta ibe yibulula. Akufi kwayenzakala konoko. Inhlathu izabe lokho inhlathu. Ikhabinethi le isitshengisa ukuthi ke uNangagwa uthathele lapho kuthiye khona umgqalo.
Lamuhla eZimbabwe limanyene lamanye amazwe ngelanga lokunanza ukulwisana nokumemetheka kwegcikane le-HIV. Umongameli Mnangagwa selaye uhulumende wakhe ukuthi eguqule umthetho obona ngokuthuthukiswa kwabensundu kwezenotho o-indigenization ngokuphangisa emizameni yokuhuga osomabhizinisi bamanye amazwe ukuthi baze eZimbabwe ngobuningi babo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo.
Iziphathamandla ze-immigration kwele Botswana zibikwa zinikele obengumsekeli kamnumzana Robert Mugabe esangumongameli umnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko ezandleni zebutho leZimbabwe emngceleni wePlumtree namuhla. Sikhuluma nje uMphoko ubikwa esezandleni zebutho.
Lokhu kuvezwe ngobengumphathintambo wezemfundo yaphezulu umnumzana Jonathan Moyo ebhala enkundleni yeTwitter kumizuzu esanda kwedlula. Umoyo ukusolile kakhulu lokho esithi kuyamangalisa ukuthi umnumzana Mphoko sebotshiwe yena umongameli Mnangagwa wayethe engaphenduka kasoze abotshwe. Amabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo asechothoze idale elitsha elikhethwe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa izolo ntambama esithi lilabantu abavele babekhona phansi kombuso kamongameli Mugabe esesangumongameli ngakho akulanguquko abangayiletha elizweni. Ibandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Welshman Ncube lichothoze ukukhethwa kwenkokheli zebutho ezibalisa umnumzana Parents Shiri kanye lomnumzana Sibusiso Moyo onguye owethula umbiko wokuthi ibutho selihlalise phansi wayengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe kumaviki amabili edluleyo. Lichothoze njalo kuba khona kukamnumzana Lazarus Dokora kuleli dale lisithi nguye obangele ukubhidlika kwezemfundo. Asizweni ingxoxo lomnumzana Bednego Bebe umqoqi wenhlelo kubandla le-MDCT ngaleli dale.
Abantu beZimbabwe sebezaba lelithuba lokuthi bazibonele ukuthi nxa babecabanga ukuthi umgqalo uphumile izinto sezizabuyela endaweni engizayo. Kufanana lokuthi wena uthi wena inhlathu izajinta ibe libulula. Akufi kwayenzakala konoko. Inhlathu izabe lokho inhlathu. Ikhabinethi le isitshengisa ukuthi ke uNangagwa uthathele lapho kuthiye khona umgqalo. Umgqabe ungakhohlwa ukuthi sithandekile ubevele esenza izinto zakhe ngohlobo lwezana. Ngiza kunika-ke mina imizekeliso eminingi ethengisa ukuthi uthathele khonapho lapho kuthiwa umgqabe. Bona bana abantu ababekhona ababevele bengabakamgqabe kodwa-ke khathesi sebengabeke kuthiwa yiNacoste. Ubamisele bonke bona abantu okuthiwa ngabela. Phakathi kwama-ministers angu-20 kulabo mama abathathu kuphela. Kuyasisa kungani ukuthi sekuyele khona fana lapho kulo mkhakha. Okwenzakalayo nje kuphela ukuthi lapha sifike sangeniswa entweni abantu beZimbabwe bonke bangeniswa entweni yezanu ngenxa yokuthi vele abantu kade bezonda umgqabi kangaka basebesithi hayi izanu siyayizonda ngokuphuma kwamgqabi izanu. Izanu kayikaphumi lokhu isaqhatha.
Kodwa abanye bengathi laba ngabavele sebela lokho kuthiwa iexperience, abevele bebesebenza bekuzaba lula yini ukuqhatsha abantu abatsha abangakwaziyo umsebenzi kube yibabane?
Kambi experience yama ministers eZimbabwe yipi? Ngoba iexperience abayaziyo siyaziyo thina ngokudiliza umnotho welizwe. Iexperience esiyaziyo yama ministers ezani ngokuthi bahlukuluza abantu. Iexperience esiyaziyo eZimbabwe lapho ngokuthi bale corruption edlule umuntu wonke. Na unanga kuyafanana lezani. Ngoba iexperience yakhe ngokuganga ngalezi zinto. Iexperience kufanele be experience yomuntu esimaziyo ukuthi esekuhulumende wayesenza izinto eziqondileyo. Ekuhulumende wayesenzela izinto abantu. Namhlanje kasilamali elizweni sithandekile. Ngenxa yokuthi kona abantu bona babeganile. Namhlanje umnotho welizwe ubhidlile waphela.
Abebutho labo abakhona-ke.
Kuyafakaza ukuthi ibutho lisebenze kanye kanye laye umpresident uMnangagwa ukuthi bakhiphe umgabe bafake yena. Okwebutho nje into encane esekuseleni. Ungakhohlwa ukuthi-ke na muva lokhu besivele sikhala ngabo abebutho ukuthi bayangenela entweni zombangazi.
Lo ngumnumzana Petniko Pepe, umqoqi wenhlelo kubandla le-MDCT, sixoxelaye ekobulawayo.
Oke waba ngunkosikazi kamnumzana Ignatius Chombo, yena obe ngumphathintambo kahulumende osuswe libutho uMarian, uthi ubuhlungu kakhulu ngendlela uyise wabantu bakhe aphathwa ngayo ngabezomthetho ayalelwe ukuhlawula imali yesibambiso i-bail. UChomba uthi indlela izibotshwa eziphathwa ngayo ifana xathu le yayisetshenziswa ngesikhathi sombuso wabelungu. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Unkosikazi Jombo utshela intatheli zindaba ukuba ulukhangela ngendlela ezimbili lolu daba lokubotshwa kukaJombo, eyakuqala njengomuntu wezombusazwe, kwelinye icele alukhangele ngelihlo lokuthi nguyise wabantu bakhe. Kungakuhlangothi lokuba kungowake waba ngumkakhe, unkosikazi Jombo athi waphatheka kubi ngesehlakalo sangomgqibelo lapho abone khona uyise wengane zakhe esehlule ungena emoteni yezibotshwa ngoba efakwe amankentane enyaweni wabotshwa ngezankosi ezandleni. Ngalolu suku uJombo wayalala e-remand prison ngemva kokuba umantshi wedale le-magistrate umnumzana Elisha Singano emncitshe ithuba lokuhlawula imali yesibambiso se-bail. Unkosikazi Jombo uthi lanxa sebehlukana lomkakhe wezwa ubuhlungu obuphindiweyo ebona isiphatho esasinikezwa owaye ngumkakhe lo.
Although he's my ex-husband, I see her feelings as my the father of my kids, and especially the Saturday incident where he was put in leg irons, I cried.
UMarian uthi okwenzakale kuJombo kumvule amehlo ekuthini kumele kuguqulwe indlela eziphathelane lezibotshwa ezilokhu zisasetshenziswa kusukela ilizwe lingakatholi uzibuse.
It's a pity when he was in power, he didn't address that. And I think Themba Mliswa had called upon the ministers to make sure that they look at my conditions of Vasunga.
UJombo umiswe phambi komthethwandaba kamantshi mhlaka 23 Lwezi ngemva kokuba eswelakale okwamalanga ayisichiyagalolunye ethunjwe ngabakubutho. UJombo uzavalelwa kuze kuyefika mhlaka 8 Mpalakazi lapho azamiswa khona phambi komthethwandaba we-magistrate njalo esetheswa amacala ambalwa abalisa elongathembeki i-corruption ngesilungu, ukusebenzisa amandla akhe ngendlela engayisiyo ngesikhathi engumphathintambo kanye lokuntshontsha imali efihla ubufakazi i-fraud ngesilungu. Esinye isizathu esinikezwe ngumantshi sokuncisha uJombo ithuba lokuba ahlawule imali yesibambiso ngesokuthi uyesatshelwa ukuba uzophazamisa ubufakazi kanye lokuba besesabela ukuba engalinyazwa nguZulu ngoba ethukuthele ngaye. Igqwetha elimela uJombo umnumzana Lavumo Maduku uzama ukuthi aphiwe ithuba lokuhlawula isibambiso se-bail. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Linjani mahlabe Zulu, linjani Zulu kandaba. Sifisa ukulibikela ukuthi silethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe suku zonke ngo-6 a.m., 2 p.m. lango-7 p.m. eZimbabwe. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave, 4930, 15580 laku-6080 shortwave frequencies. lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa kuFacebook kukhasi lethu le-VOA Ndebele. Land of sunshine, land of plenty,
land of blue sky, land of promise. Ele Zimbabwe lilamanye amazwe omhlaba lamhla linanza ilanga lokwenqabela igcikwane le-HIV ele World AIDS Day kobulawayo e-White City Stadium. Phansi kwendikimba ethi Closing the Tap of New HIV Infections, uAnastasia Ndlovu sipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu abasuka kumagumbi amane eZimbabwe lamhlanje bebethe gwaqa kontuthu ziyathunqa behlonipha ilanga leWorld AIDS Day lapho abafole bahlabelela bacocisana ngokuthi umkhuhlane wengculaza bengawunqoba kanjani. Bekungabizwa ozwayo lapho abantu bachichimbe baphelela, abanye bahlolwa igazi kuthi abanye babonisa uzulu ukuba ngempela ungaphila legcikwane lengculaza ulandela imilayo yabomongikazi. Umqondisi wenakhi kobulawayo unkosikazi Senatranyathi uthe baqhubekela phambili besebenzela ukuvala impompi lapho okuvuza khona iHIV kuthi ngo-2030 ibe ingasekho eZimbabwe.
Bulawayo eyiyo iprovince ehosta i-27 World AIDS Day National Commemoration sizama ukuthi siqede umkhuhlane we-HIV ngo-2030. Sisithi abantu bonke balako ukuvala impompi evuza khona umkhuhlane we-HIV.
Ikhansi ledolobho lakobulawayo iphakathi kokutholisa amaphilisi kubantu abathile. Umqondisi wogatsha lwezempilakahle kukhansili yakobulawayo udokotela Edwin Sibanda uthe kumaklinika akobulawayo angu-19 itholisa abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamashumi amahlanu ethi lenani labantwana abazalwa belengculaza selehlile kobulawayo kukusilinganiso sokubili ekhulwini.
Engikuthabelayo ukuthi ku-PMTCT, that is the prevention of mother to child transmission, sizitsho omama ukuthi besulele abantwana i-HIV kobulawayo, lokho kungaphansi kakhulu ngenye indlela nasesilokho okuthiwa yi-elimination phase.
Unkosikazi Nomsa Dube ohamba ekhangela abagulayo ezindlini ngaphansi kohlelo lwe-home-based care ucele ukuba uhulumende anakekele abantwana lezigulane kuye labo andubana bethi sebechithiza imali behlonipha ilanga le-World AIDS Day.
Sicela ukuthi ilanga lanamhlanje alithi nxa lizayenziwa kube laba bantwana lalaba bantu abagulayo labondli balaba bantu bezuze something. Lathi thina as caregivers lama community health workers sizuze okuthi sisebenze phakathi komuzi.
Unkosikazi Zenia Dlomo osuka e-SRC uthe kube kuhle ukuphatheka kuhlelo lokuhlonipha i-World AIDS Day ngoba bona balwela amalungelo emacansini ethi balomlando ukubona ukuba umkhuhlane wengculaza uyaphela usiyafika umnyaka ka-2030.
Khangela lolu hlelo lwe-HIV and AIDS lathi sehlukelwa ludumo. Sehlulela ukukhala ngoba lathi njalo nje yinto eyenzakala ezindlini eyenzakala yonke umuzi.
IZimbabwe ngelinye lamazwe emhlabeni jikelele elibhekane lokuzama ukuqeda umkhuhlane wengculaza, kodwa ilizwe libhekane lokumamanzonzo kwezomnotho osekubangele ukuba lihlale licela amaphilisi okwehlisa igcikwane emzimbeni kwamanye amazwe. Ziningi inhlelo eziqutshwa lugatsha lwezempilakahle ezweni ngemizamo yokwehlisa kumbe ukuqeda inani labantu ababamba ingculaza ezibalisa ukupha amajazi omkhwenyana lomamazala amaphilisi avikela ukubamba igcikwane layehlisa igcikwane kanye namaphilisi avikela inkonyane ekubambeni umkhuhlane kuhlanganisa lokukhutshwa kwemibiko efundisa abantu ngomkhuhlane wengculaza. Ngimele iStudio 7 wobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kunjalo nje olwela amalungelo oluntu unkosika olwela amalungelo abantu abaphila legciwane le-HIV unkosikazi Senzeni Sikhosana uthi lanxa inengi eliphila legciwane le-HIV liwathola amaphilisi lemithi efaneleyo kusakunengi uhulumende amele akwenze ukulwisana lomkhuhlane wengculaza.
Ngendlela esikhangele ngayo abantu bonke bathola uncedo olufaneleyo. As it is, singakhangela ukuthi khona ngitsho lasemakhaya bayayizuza imithi yona le kumele bayisebenzise. khathesi eZimbabwe nxa sikhangele nje hayi sibona ukuthi uncedo lwakho nalungcono noma nje imithi yakho ningazani ukuthi ayasalele emuva kodwa hayi singcono abantu bonke bayathola uncedo.
Uhulumende omutsha lo uyatsho yebo ukuthi uncedo bayaluthola mpela abantu kodwa uhulumende omutsha lo kuyini elingamkhuthaza ngakho ukubana mpela umkhuhlane lo utholakale ulwiswa ngendlela yezinga eliphezulu.
Nanxa sikhangela ukuthi khona kwamanye amazwe bale mithi engcono abanye sebesenza lokhana ukuthi nxa kuyukuthi ama-partners ba-discordant so babe bekhangelela ukuthi khona omunye babehlangana bengaprotected angitsho kulo muthi abawuphiwayo ukuthi njani ubancede. So lapha eZimbabwe asikafikelwa yilona lelo ncedo nxa lungafika lapha kungaba ngcono. So uhulumende siyacebananjani asincede ngokuthi ayenze ukuthi imithi le zizakala kwamanye amazwe aphambili izizakale lapha eZimbabwe ngenxa yokuthi nxa ingazizakala lapha lathi sizaphila ngendlela engcono ngegcikwane lenaleli.
Unkosikazi Senzeni Sikhosana ulwela amalungelo abantu abaphila legciwane le-HIV ubexoxa ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare.
Lingakhohlwa uhlelo lwe-Studio 7 Live Talk ngo-past 8 kusiya ku-9 ntambama. Live Talk lamhla sixoxa ngokukhethwa kwedale labaphathi ntambo iCabinet oselusolwe ngabaningi.
Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington.
Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane.
Amalunga edale lePhalamende yakweleBhilithane atshengise ukudana okukhulu ngemfanekiso ejojozelwe nguMongameli Donald Trump ebulenjini beTwitter etshengisa inzondo yabokholo lwesimuslim.
Umantshi wedolobho leSan Francisco sethole esinye isizalwane sakwele-Mexico esingelamaphepha okuhlala okusemthethweni kwele-Melika singelacala lokubulala ngemva kokuba icala laso lisetshenziswe njengesibonelo saba ngalamaphepha ngumongameli Donald Trump. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa selaye uhulumende wakhe ukuthi eguqule umthetho obona ngokuthuthukiswa kwabensundu kwezenotho o-Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Act ngokuphangisa emizameni yokuhuga osomabhizimusi bakwamanye amazwe ukuthi baze eZimbabwe. Amaphephandaba kahulumende abika ukuba inguquko efunwa nguMnangagwa ngethi amankampani kwamanye amazwe adinga ukungena kwezokwenjiwa kwamatshe aligugu yiwo wodwa amele abanjwe ngamandla ukuthi abe lesabelo samachumi amane lasishiyagalombili kuphela i-49%. Isabelo samachumi amahlanu lanye 51% kumele sibanjwe yisizalwane zaseZimbabwe. Kambe lokhu kungahuka na abakwamanye amazwe laba? Sibuze olwela amalungelo oluntu umnumzana Difa Dube.
Lokho kokuxosha ama-investors kwakuyinto eyayingafanelanga ukuthi ingabe yayenziwa leyana. Okwezinto ezifana lezemining, ezemining ngibone ngathi kuyinto elungileyo, kodwa into zemining kakhulu izinto ezingathi ingabe zikhangelwa nguhulumende. Kuye lohlelo olukhangelane lokuthi izinto zemining zihambe ngendlela eqondileyo, ngoba kwesinye isikhathi zingabuya kuma-private sectors. Kuba kuhle, kodwa kuma-private sectors kwesinye isikhathi kuba le ndlela thize ukusuka kungasakhanyi kahle, izinto zingasakhanyiswa ngendlela eqondileyo. Kodwa ngabe baliqondisa ibhili leli ukuthi baqondise umthetho lo ukuthi izinto zikambe ngendlela efanele vele kwakungafanelanga khona ekuqaleni ukuthi ngabe bawufaka umthetho ngale ndlela ngiyazi ukuthi singabantu abamnyama lami nginde ngingumuntu omnyama kodwa nxa ngicabanga ethe broader spectrum ngikhangela ukuthi omunye umuntu uzwa njani nxa ukuthi engathi esithi ukuzokwenza ibhizinisi athole umthetho efana nale eyayifakwe ngumgabe lokala kwakuvulala ilizwe kwakusenziwa ngumgabe esenza ngumbuso la ngenhliziyo ebuhlungu kodwa kwakuyinto vele engafanele ukuthi ngabe yaba khona
sesingabona yini mnumzana Dube aba kwamanye amazwe bebuya ke eZimbabwe sebezovula amankampani
umthetho weindustrialization babunkomo ngumthetho oyiwo obambe izinto eziningi kakhulu njengoba sasihlala sikhala sikhuluma ngalo lolu daba umthetho weindustrialization abantu before ama-investors bezobuya baqala bakhangele izinto ezifana lezinzane so nxa kukuthi kubabubha abasoze bayenise ukuthi babuye kodwa nxa betshintsha imithetho bewutshintsha okweqiniso ngoba kathesi abantu ngiyazisiya baningi abantu abasese-skeptical ngendlela yokuthi babone umgabe indlela akahengla ngakhona izinto wahuga abantu ama-investors ukuthi akabuye waqeda laphana wabajikela so abantu bazabuya kodwa bazabuya kancane kancane ngoba basadinga ukuthi baze babe lesiqiniseko eseqiniso ukuthi ngeqiniso utshintsha okweqiniso yini noma yikuzama ukuhuga ukuthi balethe amabhizinisi abo beqeda laphana mhlawumbe after 5 years bawutshintshe futhi bawuguqule
umnumzana Difa Dube ulwela amalungelo oluntu ubexoxa ecingweni le Studio 7 ekwelebhilithani
Gichi Waza Waza Friday my darling Waza Friday 7 zupogine Waza Waza Friday my sweetie
Woza Friday lamhlanje sihamba lo mhlabeleli wakobulawayo uhwabarati kubika uEzra Chisaspanda
Zasha isibizwa kwabarati
kwabarati
athi sibangeni
Wasalaza Ayeye Ayeye
Inengi lithi wonto zethunqa akusela abahlabeleli abanene ngemva kokuba abaculi abanjengo Love Mama Jayvana bayekela ukucula labo sithiya abanjengomuyi uSolomon Skwiza uHabarathi uthi abantu bangakhali sekhona uzobuthisa abantu ngomculo wakhe owezinga eliphezulu
uHabarathi
sibakhona lingiboni sengibasophe kancane kancane lingikhuphule ngalo mculo igadile lezinto okuhlula insilo kusela simile kusafani lasendulu kuyangikhathaza ngomdazi onyapantshaza njengonyoni ntshantshaza ngize ngama-punchline semnyango nyangonqoza The music ya kuboza Chase Marabina ngas Nyobo ngangtini Njimu khwabarati nyongoloza
Kubula Sasha Kubula Sasha Kubula Sasha
What's that ya so?
Au nyoni ya makos Au nyoni ya belu Au nyoni ya masuru Woza nchata We nyoni ya pesu Au nyoni ya makos
Sarewona ni mtawa zomuse Ikamala mungu chafeti lukuzalwa ukhwabarathi ngale stage ukuthi ukhwabarathi kuchaza ukuthi abantu kabathande lokhu kuyibale ngalithola from iSwana ngangikusatic festival lapho engayenza khona into yathabisa abantu bona babesithi ukhwabarathi ke akurata besithi ngibele stage so kuchaza lokhu ngazinika ibizo lami khona lapho
umculo kaukhwabarathi ukhanya usungenile ebantwini njalo ujabulelwa ngabantu abaningi Vele ubiza usithini umculo wakho
okwamanje ngisawuthi ikhula wayo music ngoba angayitholi kahle kahle genre eqondileyo ngalomculo but engakutsho ukuthi umculo wami umumethe kakhulu isintu ubuyithi bethu njengamandebele lapho esaqala khona
Siko Hoza Friday siphethe umculo yosehlupile ngoblawayo uhwabarathi ucula kanje nje vele yena ke unamadlala nje amangani
How many others do you hear? What's that?
Yeah, uhobo rathu le 3 albums yakuqala ethi Kaslam and then yes 2 wozanhlanhla and then yes 3 engisandi ukikhipha ka Jessie Silwane. I music le itholakala kithi asikabile shop ecacayo kobulawayo lapho ukuthi i music etsifa ke ngapi. Kodwa engakutsho ukuthi uwozanhlanhla ukhona kuma iTunes.
Ingoma sika uhobo rathu zikuthazelana ngabathela labatha.
Uyazi ngifuna ukukhulisa ubulawayo ngayo kungakho konke ngikwanisa ngisiko lakithi ngifuna ukusabalala ngigcwele umhlaba wonke.
Kuba kuhle uba nabahlabeleli abaningi abaziyo into abayenzayo. Ungene watshaya isicathulo kwezokala uhobarathi ngahayizi ngaklabalali kodwa uziculela kamnandi ujaphesa uthi usekhona ukuzovuselela umculo wakondonga ziwelele umculo okumele ubulawayo aziqhenye ngawo ngoba ke kodwa uthijathunqa yiwo muzi owacathula ezomculo awubani isikhathi silomhawu yekela sihwabarathe ngohamratha kahwabarathi elogazi elimnyama ingoma esithi amakhwela intaba libe lempelaviki elithukela ngimele estudio 7 ngingu-Ezra Chizo Sibanda woza woza Friday.
Kuyofalwa abantwana basukuthi kakhulalwa microphone iphetho yimi kakhulalwa ngicela ama flat lapho pasopo suka phansi kwami lapho kwenu sadusa yimi khobaratu mthako mnyama nyongo ndosa sigebe ngesifocus ngifana lo mandosa ngijime abatshela bonke nabo mamgobhosa mina ngisabi noma ngibani ongahlokosa ingoma yakithi le ngifuna malunguza njengoba lesidudla sami leso mafohlosa bona abadala sebetshaya ihlokolosa asingakhumbula uSolomon Sikusa lala ngoxolo Simon Panda sintusa ngomculo mina amandebele ngizabathuthusa
sfuna wona makwalenda
wona makwalenda
wona makwalenda
sfuna wona makwalenda
sfuna wona makwalenda bathina
wona makwalenda
wona makwalenda
sfuna wona makwalenda
abaratha makwalenda
wona makwalenda
wona lanye nje makwalenda bagaze
sfuna wona makwalenda.
What's that ass of Kenuko Barati Kusugum Shabbat? Funukrama Nating of Fisubu Tagat, Funukamba Nating of Skobanga Pagat, Panik Soli Malik Lakas Ramina Makwad, Kalunga Sotanukova to Sachabula, Kukamula, and the Lirik Fanagit in Yaktabula, Kenamina Chisabas Fetunia Futa, Umbrepaganam Shad, Popendukis Tuta, Yarepasa Kupa Kibis Kipan Yakipa, Yayis Salento, Minakum Seto, Bapulum Tet, Fanagit says Kona, Noma Benzumona. Mfuna bakasi le kona tukonya ebo clever kazeli myaba
wo mfuna unandi
iwala wa makwelinda
wo salala tama kwelinda bashiya
wona wona makwelinda
wo mfuna ndese snacks
wo iwala wa makwelinda
wo salala tama kwelinda ba
wona wona makwelinda
jabula makwelinda ba
iwala wa makwelinda
wo lokala mawuphethe tena shiya
wona.
Angithi lonke liyazi ukuthi mina ngenza kuphela egaseli imnyango asiphume kanje.
Namakwelintaba wo khwabarathi ehlabela kamnandi ke qiba uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje obesenkundleni lapho ehamba lo Ezra Chisa Sibanda. Kuwoza Friday uhlabela okwezinga laphezulu mpela Lucha ha uhlabela njalo ebamsana iqhaza labahlabeleli abanengi abagoqela uNkwali lo Jays Maravini idlozi lomculo. Hayi bekumnandi mamhlanga sesinga ziqhiba ezosuku siphe abalaleli inhloko zezindaba zalamhlanje.
Yebo Ntunga, owayengumsekeli kamongameli welizwe uMnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko ubotshiwe ngamasotsha ngemva kokuzama ukungena elizweni.
Lamhlanje eZimbabwe limanyanela manye amazwe omhlaba ekunanzeni ilanga lokulwisana lokumemetheka kwegciwane le-HIV.
Umongameli Mnanga kwaselayo uhulumende wakhe ukuthi eguqule umthetho we-indigenization.
Kwanelo kwalamhlanje, Oliver lelisayo ngontunga milinkomo.
Lami usithandekile Mhlanga ngisithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7.
Kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.